So we pray. Our Heavenly Father, we come before you. We ask that you be gracious to each and every one of us. And I pray, O Lord, that you speak to us through the Holy Spirit. Open our eyes that we can see the wonderful thing that's written in your scripture. Not only fill those who speak and those who the one who speak, the one who interpret, and I also pray that you fill those who hear. And help us to understand who you are. So that we know you better. And help us, O Lord. I pray all this in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. So what is the reason why in the four Gospels talk about the crucifixion of our Lord Jesus Christ? So I just want to read what is going on the day Jesus Christ was crucified. I want to go back to Mark chapter 14. Verse 55. The chief priests and the whole Sanhedrin were looking for evidence against Jesus so that they could put him to death. But they did not find any. Many testified falsely against him, but their statement did not agree.
马可福音4:55-56，祭司长和全会众人寻找见证控告耶稣，要处死他，却行不着，因为有好些人作假见证告他，只是他们的见证各不相合。The
chief priest and the whole Sanhedrin were looking for evidence against Jesus.
祭司长和全公会都想找这个证据来告耶稣。
So that they could put him to death.
所以他们可以自行他。
But they did not find any evidence to put him to death.
但他们找不到任何证据。
But they make up their mind already.
但他们已经下了这个决心。
And then verse 60.
然后我们看60节。
Then the high priest stood up before them and asked Jesus, "Are you not going to answer? What is this testimony that these men are bringing against you?" But Jesus remained silent and gave no answer.
60节，大祭司站起来站在中间，问耶稣说：“你什么都不回答吗？这些人作见证告你的是什么呢？”耶稣却一言不答，耶稣却不言语，一句也不回答。
Again, the high priest asked Jesus, "Are you the Messiah, the Son of the Blessed One?"
然后大祭司又问他，六十节下半段，大祭司又问他说，你是那当称颂者的儿子，基督是不是？
Are you the Messiah, the Son of the Blessed One?
难道你是那当称颂的儿子基督吗？
I want you to turn to John, Gospel of John.
我们看约翰福音。
Chapter 10.
约翰福音第10章。
Verse 23.
23节。
To
24. 到24节。
And Jesus was in the temple area walking in Solomon Colonnade. The Jews gathered around him, saying, "How long will you keep us in suspense? If you are the Messiah, tell us plainly."
23-24节，耶稣在殿里所罗门的廊下行走，犹太人围着他说，你叫我们犹疑不定到几时呢？你若是基督，就明明的告诉我们。
Before Jesus suffered on the cross, in Gospel of John chapter 10, they asked Jesus the question,How long will you keep us in suspense? If you are the Messiah, tell us plainly.
在耶稣基督受苦之前，犹太人已经在这个在这个圣殿里头问他，你叫我们犹疑不定到几时呢？你告诉我们你是谁。
Jesus not only tell them that plainly that he is the Messiah. On top of that.He tells him something that he's never heard of in verse 30. I and the Father are one. I'm not only a Messiah. I'm God. I and the Father are one.
耶稣在那个时候不但是已经回答了他们的问题，他就是弥赛亚，他就是基督。在那他还告诉了他们以前从未听过的一个信息。就是说我和父原为一，在约翰福音的10:30，我和父是原为一的。
Verse 31 again, the Jews pick up stone to stone him. But Jesus said to them, I have shown you many miracles from the Father. For which of these do you stone me?
在31节，我们看到犹太人就拿起石头来要打他。耶稣对他们说，我从父显出许多善事给你们看，你们为哪一件拿石头打我呢？
Jesus tell them plainly, I am not only the Messiah, I am God the Father.
耶稣基督直接的跟他们讲，我不单是弥赛亚，我也是神，我跟父原为一。
But they make up their mind.
但他们已经下了决心。
They think that Jesus blasphemes God.
他们认为耶稣是亵渎神的。
Verse 33.
在
We are not stoning you for any of this, replied the Jews, but for blasphemy, because you are a mere man, claim to be God.
约翰福音10:33，犹太人回答说，我们不是为善事拿石头打你，是为你说了健忘的话，又为你四个人反把自己当作神。
I say that one more time.
我再讲一次。
They ask Jesus.
他们问耶稣。
Are you the Messiah?
你是那个弥赛亚吗？
If you are the Messiah, tell us plainly.
如果你是弥赛亚，请你直接告诉我。
Jesus said he's not only the Messiah, he is God the Father.
耶稣说，我不但是弥赛亚，我是神。
When they understood God claimed to be, Jesus claimed to be God, they tried to stone him to death.
当他们听见耶稣宣称他是神的时候，他们试图用石头打死他。
Now go back to Mark chapter 14.
我们回到马可福音14章。
Verse 61, the latter portion of 61, again the high priest asked Jesus, Are you the Messiah, the Son of the Blessed One?
我们再看61节，大祭司又问他说，你是那当称颂者的儿子基督不是？
62. I am, said Jesus.And you will see the Son of Man sitting at the right hand of the Mighty One and coming on the cloud of heavens.
62节，耶稣说，我是，你们必看见人子坐在那全能者的右边，驾着天上的云降临。
Every time the Jewish people ask Jesus the question, Jesus not only give them the answer, but give them plainly and more than what they ask for.
每一次犹太人问耶稣问题的时候，耶稣不但是把这个答案直接的给他们，还告诉了他们，还给他们的比他答案更多的这些答案。
Are you the Messiah?
问他你是弥赛亚吗？
He said yes I am.
他说是的我是。
And more than that.
在这除此以外。
In Psalm 110 verse 1.
在诗篇110篇。
The let is a Psalm of David. Is a messianic Psalm. Talk about the Messiah. The Lord said to my Lord, sit at my right hand until I make your enemy your footstool.
在诗篇一百一十篇第一节，耶和华对我主说，你坐在我的右边，使我等我是你的仇敌，做你的脚凳。
Why would Jesus say that? Because the chief priests and all the Pharisees, they questioned Jesus. When they read Psalm 110, verse 1, they don't understand who my Lord is.
当这个为什么法利赛人和这个 大祭司要问耶稣这个问题，因为当他们读这个诗篇一百一十篇的时候，他们不懂，他们不知道这个我主到底是谁。这个诗篇一百一十篇写的耶和华对我主说，这个我主是谁。
Now listen to me carefully. The Lord said to my Lord,
耶和华对我主说，
that the Lord is the Lord the Father God.
前面这个耶和华是父神。
My Lord is my Lord Jesus Christ the Messiah.
我主是是耶稣基督，是那个弥赛亚。
If Lord the Father say to Lord his Son,
如果主神耶和华对这个耶稣基督说，
sit at my right hand.
坐在我的右手边。
God the Father always sits enthroned in heaven.
父神一直在天上的宝座上坐着。
When he sits enthroned as heaven,
当他坐在天上的宝座上，
that means he is in control.
说明他是一切在他的掌管当中。
He not only sits enthroned in heaven,
他不光是坐在天上的宝座上。
God the Father said to his Son,
父神对这个神子说，对这个神子说
，Jesus Christ，
对耶稣基督说
，Sit at my right hand， that means you are co-reign with me。
坐在我的右边，意思说你和我一同掌权。
That means you are equal with me。
意思说你跟我是平等的。
That means John chapter 10 verse 30， I and the Father are one。
意思就是约翰福音四章三十节，我和我的父原为一。
If I sit enthroned as king, you sit enthroned as king, that means you are of equal to me.
如果我坐在宝座上做王，你也坐在宝座上做王，意思说你跟我是平等的。
And they don't understand that.
他们不明白这一点。
In Deuteronomy chapter 6,
在这个生命记的第六章。
They know that there's only one God.
他们知道只有一个神。
They know that there's one Lord.
他们知道只有一个主。
But God the Father.
但是父神。
And God the Son.
神子。
What?
他们是合一的。
What does it mean?
但是这个是什么意思呢？
You hear what Jesus say.
你听见耶稣讲。
You hear what God say.
你也听见父神讲。
When you see God the Son.
当你看见神的儿子，
you see God the Father.
你就看见父神。
Because Jesus Christ never did what he wanted to do. He always do what the Father wanted him to do.
因为耶稣基督从来没有按照自己的旨意做什么，他从来就是行神的旨意。
When they ask Jesus, are you the Messiah?
当他问耶稣基督，你是弥赛亚吗？
Jesus say, yes I am.
耶稣说我是。
On top of that,
除此以外，
and you will see the Son of Man sitting at the right hand of the Mighty One.
除此以外，你还会看见人子坐在父神的右边。
That means in the future.
意思就是说，将来。
You will see that.
你会看见。
Psalm 110 verse 1 will be fulfilled right in front of your eyes.
也就是说，诗篇一百一十篇第一节会在你的眼前显现。
Not now.
不是现在。
In the future.
是将来。
You will see that.
你会看见。
On top of that.
除
And you will see me coming back.
你还会看到我的回来。
You not only will see the Son of Man sitting, lower that one, okay? You will see the Son of Man sitting at the right hand of the Mighty One. On top of that, you will see the Son of Man coming on the cloud of heaven.
你不仅会看见人子坐在父神的右边啊，你并且会看见人子和着圣众圣徒一起回来。
The first part talk about the ascension.Second part talk about the descension.
这节经文的前半部分谈的是耶稣的升天，后半部分谈的是耶稣基督回来。
Jesus died on the cross.
耶稣基督死在十字架上。
And then he was buried.
埋葬。
Three days later.
三天以后。
He was resurrected.
他复活了。
And then he appeared to his disciples for 40 days.
然后向他的门徒显现有四十天。
After that, he ascended to heaven.
然后他升天。
When he ascended to heaven,
当他升天之后，
the Lord said to my Lord,
主对我主说，
sit in my right hand,
坐在我的右边，
until I make your enemy a footstool of your feet.
等我使你的仇敌做你的脚凳。
When Jesus ascended to heaven,
当耶稣基督升天之后，
he can sit at the right hand of the Mighty One.
他会坐在父神的右边。
And then he can stay in heaven.
然后他就在天堂。
Until the number of people that will believe in him fill up the predestined number.
直到这个信神直到这个预定的人数满了，信的人数满了。
And then he come back.
他会回来。
You will see me.
你会见到我。
Coming on the cloud.
你会看见我乘驾着云回来。
Of heaven.
从天上降下。
You write down this symbol.
你在诗篇一百一十篇第一节旁边写下这个符号，一个上升的符号，一个下降的。
Ascension. You write down 310. Verse 1.
你把这个上升的符号这里写诗篇一百一十篇。
Descension.
这个耶稣的回来。
You write down Isaiah 60 verse 1.
写下以赛亚书六十章第一节。
Or you write down.
或者是。
Psalm 24.
或者是写的诗篇三十四篇。
That's why the psalmist say, "Lift up your eyes, O gate, and he can descend from heaven."
所以说将来这个主耶稣会从天而降。
Okay, let's see what is their response when they see their answer so plainly, okay?
那我们来看看当主耶稣这样子直接的回答他们的反应是什么。
1463, the high priest torn his clothes. Why do we need any more witnesses? He asked.You have heard the blasphemy. What do you think? They all condemn him as worthy of death.
马可福音十四章六十三节，大祭司就撕开衣服说：“我们何必再用见证人呢？你们已经听见他说的健忘的话，你们的意见如何？”
Brother and sister, what have you learned from this passage?
弟兄姐妹，你们从这学到什么？
I want you to learn one lesson.
我希望你们学会一个功课。
Before you come to the church,
你们来教会之前。
Before you read the Bible,
在你们读经之前。
Before you hear the sermon,
在你们听见神的道之前。
You have a mindset.
如果你的心思意念。
Don't make up your mind yet.
就不要已经是下了一个结论。
Don't make the same mistake as the Pharisee and the chief priest.
不要像这个大祭司和这个法利赛人一样，他们已经定过这个心思。
Don't ever think that you know before you come.
你来教会之前，你不要对自己说我已经什么都知道。
Because my Lord is a wonderful counselor.
因为我们的神是是我们的这个
给你有个插曲。
是我们奇妙的测试。
You've done a good job, right? Right? Really good?
I'm trying.
And that guy back off.
Different job.
So where are we?
就是说那个来教会之前，我们不要先就已经立定心智，因为我们的神是奇妙的测试。
You always have to have an open mind when you come to Jesus.
Then He's
going to show you wonderful things that you have never seen before. And yet they make up their mind. They want to find evidence to put into them. When they heard that Jesus claimed to be the Messiah, and on top of that, He is co-reigning with God. He and the Father is one, right? That is the all. That's the same. I don't need to hear anymore, right? If I got the answer already. Father and sister, don't ever do that. If you do that, you will go to hell.
当耶稣基督直接地回答他们的问题，说他不但是弥赛亚，他也是跟父神原为一，他会在天上坐在父神宝座的右边。当这些法利赛人和大祭司他们听见这个之后，他们觉得已经够了，什么都不想再听了。所以弟兄姐妹，你来教会之前，不要像他们一样，已经有一个既定的想法，不愿意再改变。
How they treat Jesus, they treat His servant Paul exactly the same way. Before they hear what Paul has to say, away with him. After he heard what sermon, that what Paul said, rip the earth out of him, put him to death. He's not fit to live, right? Don't do that. I tell you, if you follow Jesus, you will experience the same way how Jesus experienced. Okay?
他们怎么样对耶稣基督，他们就是怎么样对保罗的。当保罗做见证的时候，他们也是已经立定了心智。就像在这里，大祭司听见耶稣基督的见证，他就撕开他的袍，撕开他的衣服，说我不用再听见证了。所以弟兄姐妹，你们一定不要有这样子，来教会之前不要先已经有立定心智，我想听什么，不想听什么。而且弟兄姐妹，你们当我们
跟随耶稣基督的时候，耶稣基督所经历的，我们也一定会经历。Verse 64, they all condemn him as worthy of death.
马可福音十四章六十四节，他们都定他该死罪。
That means after they hear what Jesus has said, their life has never changed.
意思就是说，当他们听见耶稣基督的见证之后，他们没有改变他们的心意。65.
Then some began to spit at him, and they blindfolded him, struck him with their fists, and said, "Prophesy." And the guard took him and beat him.
就有人吐唾沫在他脸上，又蒙着他的脸，用拳头打他，对他说：“你说预言吧。” 差役结果他来用手掌打的。
And I want to, when you read Mark chapter 14 to chapter 16, I want you to write it down.
我希望弟兄姐妹，当你读马可福音十四章到十六章的时候，我们写下这些东西。
Although Jesus was mistreated by them, by the Jewish people, his own kinsmen.
尽管耶稣基督被他们所虐待，
Yes, Jesus loved them all.
但是耶稣更加爱他们。
How do I know that?
我为什么知道这个？
The first thing when he was hung on the cross, he said, "Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing. If they know, they won't do that."
当他被钉在十字架上的时候，他第一句话是说，父啊，求你赦免他们，他们所做的，他们不晓得。如果他们知道的话，他们不会做这个事情。Now,
not only do Jewish people mistreated Jesus.
不光是犹太人虐待耶稣。
Take a look at Mark chapter 15.
我们来看马可福音第十五章。
The Gentile did the same thing.
外邦人也是一样。
15 verse 2.
这十五章第二节。
Pilate asked, Are you the king of the Jews? Yes, it is, as you said, Jesus replied.
比拉多问他说，你是犹太人的王吗？耶稣回答说，你说的是。
Verse 3, the chief priest accused him of many things, so again Pilate asked him, aren't you going to answer, see how many things they are accusing you of? But Jesus still made no reply, and Pilate was amazed.
祭司长告他许多的事，比拉多又问他说，你看他们告你这么多的事，你什么都不回答吗？耶稣仍不回答，以致比拉多觉得稀奇。
Why Pilate was amazed?
为什么比拉多觉得稀奇呢？
Because Pilate tried to give him opportunity, give Jesus opportunity to defend himself so that Jesus can be set free.
因为比拉多希望给耶稣基督这个机会为自己辩护，以至于他可以释放他。
I see a few reasons why Jesus remained silent.
我看到有几个理由耶稣基督一言不发。
I want you to write it down.
我希望你把它写下来。
He remained silent not only in 15 verse, chapter 15 verse 5, he remained silent in chapter 14 verse 61.
他不光是在十五章第五节这里，耶稣不回答，在这个十四章的六十一节，他也是不回答。
You write that.
你把它写下来。
Isaiah 53.
写下以赛亚书五十三章。
The reason why he remains silent.
他一言不答的原因。
Is to prove to the whole world that he is who he is.
他一言不答的原因是要向全世界证明他是就是那一个，证明他是谁。
Chapter.Isaiah chapter 53 verse 7. He is the Lamb of God.
以赛亚书五十三章第七节，他是神的羔羊。
He is the Passover Lamb.
他是逾越节的羔羊。
He was oppressed and afflicted, and yet he did not open his mouth.
他受苦的时候却不开口。
He was led like a lamb to the slaughter.And as sheep before the shearer is silent, so he did not open his mouth.
他像羊羔被牵到宰杀之地，又像羊在剪毛的人手下无声，他也是这样不开口。
They read Isaiah 53.
先知写了以赛亚书五十三章。
I think they read it numerous times.
我相信他们这些法利赛人读过无数遍。
Chapter 53, verse 3. He was oppressed. Then who is he?
三章第三节，他多受痛苦。那么这个他到底是谁？
They thought he is the Jewish people.
他们以为这个他指的是犹太人。
The Jewish nation.
指的是犹太人的民族。
No, it's not the Jewish nation.
不是犹太人的民族。
I give you a proof.
我给你一个证明。
Go back to Mark chapter 14.
我们回到马可福音四十章。
You write that down.
你写下来。
Chapter 14.
十四章。
66 all the way to 72.
是马可福音四十章。
Yeah, Mark 14, 66.To 72.
是马可福音十四章六十六节到七十二节。
You write that down.
你把这个写下来。
Not Peter.
不是彼得。
Did Peter open his mouth?
你在这里看到彼得他开口了吗？
He opened his mouth three times. He said, "I deny Christ. I don't know him."
Yes, 他开口了，他三次开口，不认耶稣。
Right?
是不是这样子？
Who is Peter?
彼得是谁呢？
Peter represents all of us.
彼得就是我们所有人的代表。
Who has the Holy Spirit within his heart?
我们像我们一样有心里头有圣灵。
Yet he was controlled by his own flesh.
但是却被自己的肉体控制。
Not controlled by the Holy Spirit.
不是被肉体所控制。
When you are oppressed and afflicted, you're going to open your mouth. You're going to say, no, not me. I don't know that guy, right?
当我们受苦，我们面对受苦和受难的时候，
Is it?
我们会张开口，我们来否认耶稣基督，我不认识他。
Am I right?
我说的对吗？
Peter,
彼得
represent all sinners.
彼得就是我们所有罪人的代表。
Am I right, Xuan? When people read the Bible,
当我们读圣经的时候，
they thought they understood.
他们觉得他们明白。
Isaiah 53 verse 7, He, who is He? He is the Messiah.He is the one who is controlled by the Holy Spirit. He is the one who is filled with the Holy Spirit. He is Jesus Christ, the Son of God. He is the only one who did not open his mouth. He remained silent. Why? I want to write that reason number two.
当我们读到以赛亚书五十三章第七节的时候，当这个受苦的人，这个人是谁？是谁在受苦的时候能够沉默无声？唯一一个在受苦的时候一言不发的就是耶稣基督。我给你第二个理由。
Reason number one, he is the one that's written in Isaiah 53 verse 7.
第一个理由是他是以赛亚书五十三章第七节当中预言的那一个。
He is the Messiah.
他是那个以赛亚。
He is the sacrificial lamb.
他是那个被宰的羔羊。
He is the Passover lamb.
他是那个逾越节的羔羊。
You know what? If Jesus didn't want to die, he's going to keep arguing just like Peter, right? He said, I don't know Jesus, right?
如果耶稣基督不想死的话，他可以像彼得一样，一直跟自己辩护。
The reason he didn't need to explain anymore. He told him already. Are you the king of the Jews? He said, yes, I am. Are you the king? Yes, I am. Right? I'm not only king.And you will see the Son of Man sitting at the right hand of the Mighty One. On top of that, you will see the Son of Man coming in the crowd, right? From heaven. You will see that. You don't understand now, but you understand later. Okay?
他一言不发的原因是他已经回答了这些人的问题。他已经告诉他们，当他们问你是犹太人的王吗？他说我是，我不光是犹太人的王，我还要将来坐在父神的右边，我会降临，你们以后都会看见这件事情，我已经讲了，所以不需要再回答。
Just like what Paul said.
就好像保罗讲的。
Although we are faithless, but Jesus Christ remained faithful.
人纵然是信，但是神是信实。
For he cannot deny himself.
因为他不能否认自己。
As it is recorded in 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 12 to 13.
这是在提摩太后书二章十二到十三节里面讲。
2 Timothy.
提摩太后书。
Chapter 2.
二章。
12 and 13.
十二到十三节。
If we endure.We will also reign with Jesus Christ. If we disown him, he will also disown us. If we are faithless, Jesus Christ remains faithful. For he cannot disown himself. Right beside disown himself,
在他不能不认自己这里。
Reason number two.
写下是第二个理由。
What did God say to Jesus?
父神到底对耶稣说了什么？
Psalm chapter 2, verse 6.
在这个诗篇二篇诗篇第二篇第六节。
The one who sits enthroned said to his son Jesus, I have installed my king on on Mount Sinai, the holy hill.
在诗篇第六篇第二节，第二篇第六节，对不起，第二篇第六节，我已经立我的君在锡安我的圣山上。
I have installed my king.
我已经立我的君。
I have installed Jesus Christ, my son, to be my king.
我已经立耶稣基督为我的君。
Where? On Sinai, on my holy hill.
在我的圣山上，在锡安我的。
Jesus Christ knew that.
耶稣基督知道这个。
That's why in verse 7,
所以在这个第七节，诗篇二章七节。
I will proclaim the decree of the Lord.
耶和华神对我说，你是我在诗篇二篇第七节，受膏者说，我要传圣旨。
What is the decree of the Lord?
这个圣旨是什么？
When people ask you, are you the king?
当人家问你是这个王吗？
You cannot his own God.
你不能不认识。
And Jesus remained faithful.
但是耶稣基督是信实的。
He said, Yes, I am.
耶稣说，是的，我是。
When they asked Peter, Are you the follower of Jesus? He said, No, I don't know him. Right? Am I right?
当他问彼得的时候，彼得说我不认识他。当他问彼得你是跟随耶稣的人吗？彼得说我不认识他。
Through his word,
从他口里的话
，we know that Jesus remains faithful all the time.
我们知道耶稣基督他不能背负自己。
He cannot disown the Father nor disown himself.
他不能背负神，也不能背负自己。
But remember one thing.
但是记住一件事。
If you disown Jesus, and he will disown you.
如果你不认神，如果你不认耶稣，耶稣也不认。
And that's why Jesus said, I will proclaim the decree of the Lord. If the Lord say to him, you're going to sit at my right hand, you're going to be my king, and when people ask you, you know that if you confess that you are the king, you'll be crucified. What would you say?Are you the king?
所以耶稣
Do you understand what I'm trying to say?
所以耶稣基督说因为他不能背负自己，所以在这个诗篇二章七节里面说，受膏者我要传圣旨，这个圣旨就是耶和华曾对神子说，你是我的儿子也说你将来要坐在神宝座的右边，所以当人问你是不是神的儿子的时候，耶稣基督不能背负自己，就算是他承认自己是神的儿子，他会被钉死，他也不能够背负他自己。
The reason why he did not open his mouth,
他不开口，
he remained silent,
他一言不答，
is to prove that he is the one that is recorded in Isaiah 53 verse 7. The reason why he opened his mouth, he proclaimed the decree of the Lord, I am the king.That installed by my father.
所以当耶稣基督一言不答的时候，他是为了让别人看到，这是在以赛亚书十五十三章第七节当中所记的那个羔羊。当耶稣开口的时候，他是按照诗篇二章七节来传这个圣旨，你是神的儿子，来证明他就是神的儿子。
Why he remained silent? There's no use to keep explaining.Because when they make up their mind, they won't change their mind. Okay? Until they settle down. When the Lord shine upon them. And one of these days, just like Saul, will become Paul. Right?
他一言不答的原因就是他说也已经讲过了，他们已经立定心智不认耶稣，所以除非等他们能够冷静下来，有一天神的光能照到他心里面，就好像保罗一样的时候，他们能够从扫罗变成保罗。
Brother and sister, learn that lesson. When you say something, another person argue with you, you remain silent.
所以弟兄
们 Don't say anything, right? No use. No use.You just pray for that guy. One day, if the Lord has chosen him or her, he will understand.
所以弟兄姐妹，我们学一件事情，当我们对
Don't fight, don't need to fight.
当我们对别的弟兄姐妹讲什么的时候，如果他们跟我们争辩，我们就闭嘴。 然后就为他来祷告啊，希望如果他是神所拣选的时候，这些人他有一天会能够明白。所以我们不跟他们争论，不跟他们吵架。
Reason number three that he remained silent.
啊，他一言不发的第三个原因。
Because he didn't want to waste the time.
啊，因为他不想浪费时间。
He has to die at the right time.
啊，耶稣基督必须在这个神所预定的时间里面去世。
Romans chapter 5 verse 6.
啊，罗马书五章六。
While we are still powerless, Jesus Christ died for us at the right time. What is the right time? Has to be on the Passover day. Oh, if Jesus keep arguing, explaining, and man, he will not have enough time to die. He was just at 9 o'clock in the morning,And then he died at 3 o'clock in the evening, in the afternoon, 3 p.m. He knows his timing. He only get what? How many hours? 6 hours. 6 hours on the cross. He has to allow 3 hours for Joseph, for Nicodemus to bury him. He knows his timing.He didn't waste any more time. He got to die at 3 o'clock and finish the mass. You understand? His mind is set and he got to get it done. At the right time he died for. You know what? He didn't keep arguing, and then he died at 7 p.m. Then he's not the Passover mass. Do you understand? And then no one can bury him.Because that's the Sabbath on Saturday. You understand? We can do our own thing at our own time, but Jesus cannot. Jesus has to do God's work in God's timing. You understand? That's the third reason he did not.
在罗马书五章六节啊，说到因我们还软弱的时候，基督就按着所定的日期为罪人死。他之所以不再跟这些人在解释的原因，在说什么的原因，是因为耶稣基督必须按照神所预定的日期来死。他在十字架上的时间只有6个小时，就是早上9点钟到下午3点，他也要给这个约瑟和尼哥底母时间来预备他的安葬。所以如果他一直跟他们争论的话，如果他死的时间不再是这个3点，而是说到了晚上7点，他就不再是这个逾越节的羔羊，因为这第二天是安息日。
Paul, think it through.
保罗仔细思想这些问题。
When did he die?
保罗仔细思想主耶稣什么时候死的。
He died.At the right time.
他是要按照所定的日期而死。
The right time.
他是按照所定的日期而死。
The Chinese one, they don't see the right time, right?
中文的翻译没有看到这个就是说 right time 就是这个。定的那个时刻，不光是日期是时间，就是说时刻。
Do we need to read the English Bible?
所以我们也要读英文的圣经。
Okay. The right time.
呀，这个日期有点时间比较长，但如果是 right time, 应该是那个时刻，就是说在下午三点的时候，耶稣基督要在那之前在十字架上。
Because the Bible clearly stated that in Isaiah chapter 53 verse 10.Chapter 53, verse 9.
因为在以赛亚书53:9已经定了他的日子。
He gonna bury with the rich.
他要安葬在这个与富人同埋。
He gotta let Joseph have enough time to go to Pilate and ask for his body to bury, right? He gotta give people time to do the job, right?
他要
to prove that he is indeed the one.That is prophesied by Isaiah in Isaiah 53. Am I right?
所以他要给这些人时间，要给这个约瑟有这个时间去到比拉多那里，要来他的尸体在 再来安葬他，来证明他就是以赛亚书五十三章第九节所预言的那一个，他就是神所定的那一个。
Number four, reason number four.
第四个理由。
The reason why he remains silent.
他一言不发的第四个理由。
Because he loves us.
因为他爱我。
He obeys God's command.
他行神的旨意。
He said.
他说。
In John Gospel, John chapter 10 verse 17 to 18.
在这个约翰福音十章十到十七节，十七到十四章十七到十八节。
The reason why the Father loved me, because I obey His command. What is His command?
在约翰福音十章十七十八节里面说，父神爱我啊，因为我守他的命令。那么我什么是父神的命令呢？
What is His command?
什么是神的命令？
His command is in Isaiah.
他的命令在以赛亚书。
53:10。
53:10
The Lord Father is pleased to present Jesus as the sacrificial lamb to die for us.
在雅书五十三章十节，耶和华却定义将他压伤，使他受痛苦。耶和华以他为赎罪祭，意思就是说，耶和华把他献为这个祭物。
It was the Lord's will.To crush Jesus and cause him to suffer. And though the Lord made his life a guilt offering.
这个神什么是神的旨意？神的旨意就是将他压伤，要他受痛苦。以他为赎罪祭。
Jesus said, "The reason my Father loved me because I laid down my life so that I can take it up again."I have authority to lay it down, and I also have authority to take it up again. The reason why he didn't have to explain, you know, I died for you, 3 days later, I will be resurrected. Right? How do I know that he will be resurrected? Because Isaiah 53 verse 10, the Bible clearly stated that after he becomes a guilt offering, Jesus Christ will see his offspring. How can you see his offspring unless you're resurrected? You understand?Not only did he see your offspring, God will prolong his day, and the will of the Lord will prosper in his head. Prolong his day. Right beside that, you write down Revelation chapter 1, verse 18. I was dead, behold, now I am alive, and I will live forever and ever. That's how God prolonged his life, caused him to be resurrected.
在约翰福音四章十七到十八节里面，说到父神爱我，为什么父神爱我？原因就是我愿意把我的命舍了，然后我们将来可以取回来。我是按照神的旨意把命舍了，然后取回来。这个是在以赛亚书五十三章第十节里面所预言的，因为他知道将三天之后他会复活，也是按照以赛亚书五十三章第十节。里面所预言的，在这个后半段，他必看见后裔，并且延长年日。如果死了没有复活，那么怎么能够看见后裔呢？所以耶稣基督按照神的旨意受苦，然后复活，能够看见他的后裔，并且延长年日。所以在以赛亚书五十三章第十节里面说，耶和华所喜悦的事必在他手中亨通，因为。耶稣基督说是父神爱我，是因为我按照他的旨意和行，舍命复活。
Right beside Mark chapter 15, verse 12, verse 12 to 15, I read that to you. What shall I do then with the one you call the King of the Jews? Pilate asked them. Crucify him, they shouted. Why?What crime has he committed? Asked Pilate. In other words, Pilate is the judge. He cannot find any crime that deserves to be put to death, deserves to be crucified. But they shouted all the louder, crucify him. 15. Wanting to satisfy the crowd, not knowing the guilt of Jesus Christ.But wanting to satisfy the crowd. The pilot released Barabbas to them, and he had Jesus flogged and handed him over to be crucified.
刚才前面说，接着你这样说，三章第十节，这里要写下，启示录的一章十八节，因为当耶稣基督复活以后，他就拿着死亡和阴间的钥匙。然后我们看马可福音十五章的这个第二节，比拉多问他说：“你是犹太人的王吗？”耶稣回答说：“你说的是祭司长。”然后呢，这个比拉多为了让这个众人满意，所以就把这个耶稣基督拿去钉十字架。 在这个第九节，比拉多说：“你们要我释放犹太人的王给你们吗？”他们原晓得祭司长是因为嫉妒才把耶稣解了来，只是祭司长挑唆众人，宁可释放巴拉巴给他们。所以这个比拉多是为了听众人的话，就拿耶稣基督来钉十字架。
Right beside crucify him.
在这个钉他十字架这里，在这个。Superficially.
Just like the Jewish people crucified Jesus superficially, just like the Pilate handed Jesus over to be crucified superficially. But in reality, you write down Gospel of John, chapter 10, verse 17 and 18. The reason my Father loves me is that I lay down my life only to take it up again. No one, not the crowd, not the pilot, no one take it from me, but I lay it down of my own accord. I have authority to lay it down and authority to take it up again. This command I received from my Father.
在这个马可福音十五章十五节，这个钉交给人钉十字架旁边，你写下约翰福音的十章十七十八节。从表面上看是犹太人和这个比拉多要钉耶稣基督十字架，实际上是在这个约翰福音十章十七十八节里面讲到，耶稣基督说是我自己愿意舍命，我舍了我好取回来，这是按我所受的命令，按我从父所受的命令做的。意思就是说，耶稣基督命令没有任何人能够取掉，除非他自己愿意舍。 并且他说我只从父神那里受的这个命令，不是比拉多和这个犹太人可以定他的十字架，而是他自己愿意舍命，这是父神的命令。Do
you remember? Do you remember that there are 10 lepers cry aloud to Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on us?
记不记得那十个得长大麻风的人对这个耶稣基督喊叫说大卫的子孙怜悯我们。Jesus
Christ said, "What do you want me to do?"
耶稣基督说你要我为你做什么？
They said, "We want to be cleansed."
我们想要洁净。
And then he said, "Be cleansed."
耶稣说
just with his word, without even touching them, just with his word, right?
耶稣说你洁净了吧？
If Jesus Christ don't want to die, okay? Assuming Jesus Christ don't want to die, just like Peter denied Jesus Christ three times, could he say, "You want to crucify me? Your whole body is going to be filled with leprosy." Boom, swallowed. Everybody back off. Do you understand? You don't back off. Now you're the next one. They all draw back. Do you understand? Do you understand? No one take his life. I have authority to lay it down for sinner, and I have authority to take it up again.
就好像那十个长大麻风的人，耶稣基督洁净他们，他们说要被洁净，耶稣基督洁净他们，只是一句话而已，他们就洁净了。如果耶稣基督不是自己愿意将他的命舍去。 他可以完全可以一句话说你要钉我的十字架，你马上长一身大麻风，马上就长大麻风。如果你不再是退缩的话，那你就是下一个。所以呢，在这个约翰福音十章十七节到十八节里面讲到，我有权柄将我的命舍去，我也有权柄舍回来，我是按照父神的命令舍命。
If Jesus Christ not willing to die,
如果耶稣不愿意死的话，
according to Isaiah 53 verse 10, it is the Lord's will for him to die.
按照以赛亚书53章
第 If he's not willing to die, that means he is against God's will.
按照以赛亚书53章第十节，是父神的旨意要耶稣基督死在十字架上。如果他不愿意死的话，他就是抵挡神的命令。
Because he knows that his power.
因为他知道他有能力。
Do you remember there's a Canaanite woman, her daughter was filled with a demon, you remember that? And bowed down before Jesus and asked Jesus to have mercy on her daughter. And, and Jesus said, do not give the bread to the dog, you remember that?And then she said, even the dog can eat the crumb falling from the table. And then Jesus said, wow, you have good faith. Then you go home. I cast away the demon already out of your daughter's body. If Jesus cast out the demon, can he not send the demon into your body? Just like 1 Samuel chapter 16, King Saul sins against God and refused to repent. God take away the Holy Spirit and give him the evil spirit. Can he not do that? Because what the Father can do, Jesus can do the same thing. You know what? He can make a miracle. Everybody's so scared. He say, you fulfill the evil spirit, then you're going to be vomiting,jumping up and down, beating yourself. You know what I mean? And I said, don't beat yourself. Beat her. And then you can beat her, right? And beat her to death. You understand? He can make a big mess. You understand? He remained to be silent. This is the reason why the Father loved him. Because he obeyed God's will. And now he carries one lesson.
记不记得那个在马太福音当中那个迦南妇人啊，她来求耶稣，她的儿子，她的女儿被鬼所附，她来求耶稣基督啊，把这个妇人啊，把这个鬼赶出去啊，耶稣基督就是一句话而已，就把这个邪灵从她的女儿身上赶出去。难道耶稣基督不能够行神迹，让这个像这个扫罗，他也曾经有这个邪灵从。有被邪灵所搅扰，他难道不能够一句话让这些兵丁被这个邪灵搅扰，互相攻击啊，以至于他不用死吗？所以，耶稣基督神父神之所以爱耶稣基督，是因为耶稣基督行父神的旨意。
I want you to turn to John chapter 15, verse 9.
我们回到约翰福音十五章。
As the Father has loved me, so I have loved you.Now remain in my love. If you obey my command, you will remain in my love, just as I have obeyed my Father's command, remain in his love. Obey my Father's command, right beside my Father's command, you write down 10, 17 to 18. Father's command to Jesus is, I want to crush you, I want you to suffer pain,I want you to die, and die not on a sick bed, I want you to die on the cross. And who is he willing to do that? He's willing to do that. So that's why Jesus Christ remained in God's love. And then he said, I remain in God's love, I want you to remain in my love, and obey my command. What is Jesus' command? Love one another as I have loved. He repeated twice.
在约翰福音15:9-10里面说，我爱你们，正如父爱我们，是正如父爱我们爱我一样。你们要常在我的爱里。你们若遵守我的命令，就常在我的爱里，正如我遵守了我父的命令，常在他的爱里。父神的命令就是要耶稣基督死在十字架上。所以耶稣基督说我，所以父神爱他。耶稣基督说，因为耶稣基督遵行了父神的旨意。 所以耶稣基督说你们要像我一样如果你们爱我也遵行我的旨意
Jesus Christ once said in John 14 verse 6 I am the way the truth and the life no one comes to the Father except through me So, Jesus Christ is the way. What's that way? It's the way of love.
耶稣基督在这个约翰福音14章第六节里面说，我是道路、真理、生命。若不借着我，没有人能到父那里去。他就是那条道路。他是什么道路？就是这个爱的道路。
What he has said, what he has done is true, and help us to understand God's word.
他所说的所做的都是帮我们来明白神的旨意。
If God want him to remain silent and he keep open his mouth, then I don't realize, then I, when I read Isaiah, I will say that's not Jesus, right? Because he opened his mouth. But when I see that he closed his mouth and remain silent, he said, yeah, that's Jesus. Right? So Jesus help us to understand the truth.By doing so, that is true life. That is abundant life. You say the right thing at the right time, you remain silent at the right time. When people argue, you just don't say anything. Wait until the next opportunity. Okay?
所以耶稣基督是把他这种生命活出来给我们看。如果耶稣基督他不想死的话，他只要一开口，他就不再是以赛亚书53章当中所预言的那个以赛亚。我们就读到以赛亚书53章的时候，我们就知道这个耶稣并不是以赛亚书中所预言的。所以耶稣所做的事情是让我们能够明白神的真理。真道，所以我们学习他在这个正确的时间说正确的话，那么也在正确的时间我们闭嘴当然我们不再是跟别人 argue 不再跟别人争论什么如果是被人抵挡的时候像耶稣基督这样我们闭嘴
The other day I watched an article that I think it's in VietnamYou know, they love to eat dog food. Not dog, they love to eat dog, okay? Chinese too, they love to eat dog. You know what? They put all the dog in a cage, and they are about to be slaughtered. And then the animal rights people will look at that, they say, wow, all these dogs remain silent. They don't bark, they're so scared. You understand?They know that they are about to die. They can smell that. Don't ever think they don't know. I have a friend in New York. He has a big dog. And then one day, get out of the garage and then run to the, across the street and bite the neighbor child. So the only way to handle this dog, because he bites someone, take him to the veteran and put him to death. You know what? The dog...smell the medicine in the veteran and refuse to get it. They know they're gonna die.
前几天我看了一篇文章是在越南，然后中国人也是一样，他们喜欢吃狗肉，所以呢，他们把那个狗呢放在那个笼子里面当那些人在旁边观看的时候，当知道这个狗呢。他们知道他们将会被杀，但那个时候这些狗都非常的安静，怎么就是它能够闻到这个死亡的气息所以不要以为就是动物不知道，动物也知道牧师有一个朋友在纽约的朋友，他有一条狗因为他咬了邻居，所以呢这个狗呢必须就是说处死，所以当他们把这个狗带到这个兽医那里去给他安乐死的时候，这个狗它是知道的，它能够闻到这个死亡的气息，所以也是非常的安静。
And that brother tell me the dog shed the tear.
那个弟兄说那个狗哭了。
Okay.
那狗会流泪。
Amazing. Now, Jesus loved by the Father because he obeyed Father's command. And Jesus loved the Father too.
耶稣也爱父亲。
And he laid down example for you and for me to follow.
所以他舍命成为我们的榜样。
And he gave us the command.
他也给了我们这个命令。
John chapter 15.
在约翰福音15章。
Verse 17.
15章17节。
This is my command.
他说这是我的命令。
Love each other.
他的命令就叫我们彼此相爱。 他讲了两次。
And then verse 12.
然后在12节这里,
My command is this.
我的命令是这样,
love each other.
彼此相爱,
as I have loved you.
就好像我爱你们一样。
If Jesus Christ do not want to die,
如果耶稣不想死的话,
and we have to die for our own sins.
我们就要为自己的罪而死。
In Romans chapter 5, In the gospel, I see two things.
在这个福音书当中，我看见两件事。
I see God's love.
我看见神的爱。
Romans 5:8.
在罗马书5:8.
I see God's righteousness.
我也看见神的公义。
God's justice.
神的审判。
I want you to read these two Bible verses.
我们来看这两节的经文。
When we were yet sinners,
当我们还是罪人的时候,
Jesus Christ died for our sin.
耶稣基督为我们的罪而死。
So what does this demonstrate?
这是什么样的例子呢?
What does it demonstrate? 都在隐隐什么都不知道。
到底要显明什么?
That demonstrates God's love towards us. Not that we are worthy of His love. When we were yet sinners, 5:6, when we were yet powerless. 5:8, when we were yet sinners, and 5:10, when we were still His enemy. Crucified Him. His enemy. And yet, Jesus Christ died for us. That is God's love towards us.
要显明什么呢？就是显明神的爱，就是当我们还是在做罪人的时候，还是我们还是他的敌人的时候，我们还是在说钉死他的时候，耶稣基督为我们而死，这是显明了神的爱。
So if He loved us so much, in verse 12, 15, 17, what did He require us to do? Love one another, love each other as I have loved you.
所以他是耶稣基督是这样子的，这么样的爱我们。所以在这个约翰福音15章12节和15节里面，他对我们的要求是什么？就是说我们彼此相爱。15章的12节和17节，约翰福音。
And then what Paul say?
Second
Corinthians.
保罗在这个哥林多后书。
5:14-15. Christ's love compels us.
神的爱激励我们。
Because one died for all.
一人为众人死。
And all died.
众人就都死了。
And Jesus Christ died for all.
耶稣基督为我们众人死。
That those who live should no longer live for themselves, but for Jesus Christ who died for them and was raised again.
耶稣基督既然死了，活着的人就不当再为自己活，而是为那个被他们死而复活的耶稣基督而活。
So in his crucifixion, what do I see?
从这个钉十字架我们看到什么?
Two main things.
两件事。
I see God's love towards us.
我看见神的爱。
I see Christ's love towards us.
我看见这个耶稣基督的爱。
I see His command.
我们也看到他的命令。
He laid down an example to love us.
他对我们设立了一个榜样来爱我们。
And He wants us to love each other.
他要我们彼此相爱。
And sacrifice for each other.
为彼此做牺牲。
On top of that,
除此以外,
Paul said that,
保罗还说
，Christ's love compels us，
神的爱激励了我
，to live for Jesus，
为耶稣基督而。
What does it mean by to live for Jesus？
什么叫做为耶稣为耶稣基督而
？Live for Jesus means love one another。You live for yourself, you love yourself. Okay? You live for Jesus, then you love one another.
为耶稣而活，意思就是说，彼此的相爱。你只爱自己，你就不是为耶稣基督而活。
When you hear the sermon in Acts chapter 22, Acts chapter 23, Acts chapter 21, did Paul live for himself? Did Paul live for himself?He didn't need to testify in front of all these people, right? He knows that he takes his life. Okay?
People
who take his life, rid the earth out of him, okay? Away with him. And we know that, right? And yet, he's still willing to do it so as to save those who do not understand what he's trying to say. Hoping that one of these days they will understand.
在这个使徒行传21到22章的时候，我们看到这个保罗他是为自己而活吗？如果他是为自己而活，他不需要在众人面前做见证。在众人面前做见证这些人都是要打他，要捆绑他所以他为在众人面前做见证是为了爱这些人。他们现在不明白，将来他们会明白。
Jesus said,
耶稣说
Greater love has no one than this, that he laid down his lifeFor his friends.
人为弟兄舍己，没有爱比这更大。
Who are his friends?
谁是他的朋友？为朋友舍己，没有爱比这更大。
Who are Jesus' friends?
谁是耶稣的朋友？
5:16 Roman, the powerless one.
是在这个罗马书5章八节，是那些软弱的人。
Who are Jesus' friends?
谁是耶稣的朋友？
5:8
在罗马书5章八节。
The sin.
是罪人。
Who are Jesus' friends?
谁是耶稣的朋友？
His enemy.
是他的敌人。
Those who say crucify him, crucify him.
就是那些说钉死他，钉死他的人。
Jesus called them my friend.
耶稣基督叫这些人我的朋友。
Greater love has no one than this, that he laid down his life for his friend. That is the greatest love.
人为朋友舍命，没有比这个爱更大的，这是最大的爱。
And I think.
我想
I think that Bible verses
我想那这句圣经的经文
And I think John understood it too
我想使徒约翰也明白
Because if he didn't understood, he won't write it down
如果他不明白的话，他不会写这些
Read them together
我们一起来读
15:13 Gospel of John 15:13.
十五章十六节。约翰福音十五章十六节。
Greater love has no one than this, that he laid down his life for his friends.
十五章十三节，对不起。约翰福音十五章十三节。人为朋友舍命，人的爱心没有比这更大。
That is what Jesus said.
这是耶稣所说的。
And John recorded that.
使徒约翰写下来。
And when John was so filled with the Holy Spirit,
当使徒约翰被圣灵充满的时候
and he wrote the first John,
他写了约翰一书
chapter 3 verse 16,
三章十六节
and let's hear what he said.
我们看他说什么
This is how we know what love is. Jesus Christ laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay down our life for our brothers.
主为我们舍命，我们从此就知道何为爱。我们也当为弟兄舍命。
You know, some people may say, "Wow, that is difficult."
很多人说这很难。
I want you to write it down right beside the second part of verse 16.
在这个三章十六节的旁边，我希望你写下来。
First John chapter 3 was written after Revelation was revealed to John.
约翰一书是在这个刚这个启示录
一书，
约翰一书是在这个启示录已经写完之后再写的。
And what is the rebuke of Jesus to the angel of the church in Ephesus？
在这个 在这个以弗所书，耶稣基督对
不是在以弗所书
啊，不是这个以弗
所书，
在启示录当中，耶稣基督对这个以弗所教会的这个责备。
以弗所教会的使者的责备。
对以弗所教会使者的责备。
Chapter 2 verse 4.
二章四节。
Yet I hold this against you, the angel of the church in Ephesus.
他对以弗所教会的这个使者的责备是，然而有一件事我要责备你。
If he hold this against the angel of the church in Ephesus, he also hold against any Christian, so-called Christian, and yet do not have love.
如果他对以弗所教会的使者有这样的责备，其实也是对所有这些基督徒的责备，就是说将起初的爱心遗弃。
You have forsaken your first love.
你们已经遗弃了起初的爱心。
You have forsaken your first love. That means at the very beginning you have love, but now you lost that love.
也就是说，在他起初的时候你有爱心，现在爱心没有。
Remember the height.From which you have fallen. Repent and do the thing you did at first. What do they do at first? At first, they love one another. If you do not repent, refuse to love one another, I will come to you and remove your lampstand from its place.
所以要回想从起初是从哪里坠落，那么从起初的时候他们行什么事情呢？那么起初的时候就是彼此的相爱，现在这个爱心已经没有了。耶稣说，你若不悔改，我就要把你的灯台从原处挪去。
I want you to write down right beside 1 John chapter 3 verse 16, the latter part of verse 16. The latter part of verse 16.
在这个约翰福音三章十六节的第一这里写下来。
And we ought to lay down our life for our brother.
也就是我们当为弟兄舍命这里写下来。
Lay down our life for our brother means we love our brother.
为弟兄舍命就是说我们弟兄姐妹彼此相爱。
Assuming we refuse to love our brother.
恢复我们恢复我们起初的爱心。
No. 假如我们不愿意去彼此相爱。要带来什么后果？就是 in Revelation chapter 2 verse 17, you write down Revelation chapter 2 verse 17. He who has ear, let him hear what the Spirit say to the churches. Not only say to the angel of the church in Ephesus, now the Holy Spirit say to all churches, all Christians, to him who overcome. To him who overcome means once you have forsaken your first love, now you repent and start loving one another, that is the one who is overcomer. If you are the overcomer, I will give the right to eat from the tree of life, which is in the paradise of God. In other words, if I refuse to love one another,If I refuse to repent, if I refuse to listen to the warning of Jesus, I lost the right to eat from the tree of life. If I cannot eat that, do I have eternal life? I don't have eternal life. Some people say, oh, doing God's word is difficult. No, it's not difficult.When you know the penalty is so severe, you will say, yes, I can do it, so help me God. And that's exactly what John said in 1 John chapter 5, verse 3. This is love for God, to obey His command. And His commands are not burdensome. It's not difficult to do it.When you know that, same as some people say, oh, I cannot go to the church. On Sunday, I have to go for dim sum. Oh, on Sunday, I have to go for a piano lesson. I have all kinds of things to do. On Sunday, I have to mow the lawn, I have to wash dishes, I have to clean, vacuum the house and all that. They thought this is important. When they realize they lost their eternal life, they say, yes, I can do it, right? You understand? You say, oh, loving one another, sacrifice for one another, oh, that's too high, too difficult. When you refuse to do it, remember Jesus warned you. First of all, to the messenger, that means the angel, to the messenger of the church in Ephesus. Then, to all churches, to everyone. You understand? Let him who has ear hear this warning. Because the Holy Spirit said to you, you refuse to listen to him. You want to be a loser. You don't want to rely upon Jesus to love one another. You lost your eternal life.
所以在这个，这个约翰福音三章十六节这里说到，主的命令知道我们被弟兄审问，有人说非常难守住，但是如果你知道这个后果的严重，就是在这个启示录这个二章四节里面，这个耶稣基督对这个以弗所教会的使者的责备，就是说你如果遗弃了起初的爱心。那么这句话不光是给这个以弗所的教会的这个使者啊，因为在这个二章十一节里面也讲了啊，圣灵向众教会所说的话，凡有耳的都应当听。意思就是说，所有的这个基督徒都应当听这个话。如果是说我们失去了起初的爱心，然而却不肯悔改的话，我们就不能够吃这个生命树上的果子。不能吃生命树上的果子，意思是什么呢？就是说你没有这个，就失去永生。所以当你知道弟兄不能够遵守神的命令，不能够弟兄彼此相爱的这个后果有多么严重的时候，你就不会说这个命令是难守的。所以这个在约翰一书五章三节里面，使徒约翰说，我们遵守神的诫命，这就是爱他了，并且他的诫命不是难守的，因为你不知道这个后果有多严重，你就是不能够守。
When you calculate the cost of disobedience, you will say, yes, I can do it through him who gives me strength.
如果你计算了这个不遵守神命令的代价的时候，你就可以说是的，我能做。
Nowadays, a lot of Christians, when they read the crucifixion of Jesus, all they know is Jesus died for me. And they don't realize Jesus died with me.
很多基督徒现在在这个读圣经的时候，读到这个耶稣基督钉十字架，只知道耶稣基督为我而死，不知道我们跟耶稣基督一起死。
And Paul said, Christ's love compelled me. Not to no longer live for myself, but live for him who died for me and resurrected for me.
所以保罗说耶稣的爱激励了我们，我们不再为自己而活。耶稣基督，我们不光是耶稣基督不光是为我们死，我们和他一起同钉十字架。
We don't read the scripture, then we follow the very footstep of the high priest, very footstep of the Pharisee.And did the wrong thing, and don't even know they are wrong.
如果我们不好好的读圣经，我们就学这个法利赛人和这个大祭司我们已经我们觉得我们明白了，我们心意不是心意更新了变化，而是按照神的旨意来行。
And keep saying.
我们一直讲。
Doing God's command is burdensome.
一直说神的命令是难行的。
But John said it's not burdensome.
但是使徒约翰说不是，受神的命令不是难守。
Do not receive God's grace in vain.
不要是
投那个主的恩典。
就是先找这个经文一样，不要投受主的恩典。
Second thing I see that on the crucifixion of Jesus.
在这个耶稣基督钉十字架上，我看见的第二件事。
First is God's love.
第一是神的爱。
First is Christ's love.
是神耶稣基督的爱。
And then he expects us to love him and love one another.
然后他命令我们去爱他，也彼此相爱。
Second thing I see.
我看见第二件事情是。
God's righteousness.
是神的公义。
Turn to chapter 3, verse 25 to 26 of Romans.
罗马书第三章。
25到26节。
25到26节。
God presented Jesus Christ as a sacrifice of atonement through faith in his blood. He died, he did this to demonstrate his justice, because in his forbearance he has left the sins committed beforehand unpunished. He did this to demonstrate his justice at the present time, so as to be just and the one who justified those who have faith in Jesus.
神设立耶稣做挽回祭，是凭着耶稣的血，借着人的信要显明神的义，因为他用忍耐的心宽容人先死所犯的罪，好在今时显明他的义，使人知道他自己为义，也称信耶稣的人为义。
So I say that one more time.
我再讲一次。
Lesson number one we learn.
我们学到第一件事情是。
We learn in His crucifixion.
在耶稣基督钉十字架里面，我们学到。
We see God's love towards us.
我们看见神的爱。
We also see Christ's love towards us.
我们看见耶稣的爱。
And then we also see Christ's command to us.
我们也看见耶稣基督对我们的命令。
God commanded Jesus.
父神把这个旨意给耶稣。
I want you to lay down your life for sinners.
要耶稣为罪人而舍命。
And now Christ say to us, Christian.
然后耶稣把这个命令给了基督徒。
I want you to lay down your life for your brothers.
我要你们为弟兄舍命。
That's what I see.
这是我看到的。
Number one.
第一件事情。
Number two.
第二件事。
I see God's righteousness.
我们看见神的公义。
In Romans.
在罗马书。
Three.
三章25到26节。24到25节。
Romans chapter 3, verse 25 to 26.
罗马书三章25到26节。
So what did Paul see?
保罗看见什么？
God presented Jesus Christ as a sacrifice of atonement. What does it mean by atonement? Atonement, if you look at the footnotes of NIV Bible, footnotes say as the one who would turn aside his wrath, taking away sin. God presented Jesus Christ as a sacrifice of atonement. That means God's wrath no longer falls upon us.God angry, no longer fall upon us. On top of that, He will take away all our sin. That is the sacrifice of atonement.
神设立耶稣做挽回祭。什么是挽回祭？挽回祭意思就是说，神的愤怒不再临在我们身上，并且我们所有的罪，神要拿走，神要赦免。
And how do I receive that blessing?
那我怎么样能够得到这个祝福呢？
It's through faith in His blood.
就是凭着耶稣的血，借着人的信。
Because He died on the cross, shed the blood for me.
因为他在十字架上为我们的罪洒血。
And He did this.
他说
He died on the cross for me.
他在十字架上为我们而死。
To demonstrate.
是显明
His love.
显明他的爱。
First of all.He demonstrates His justice.
首先他显明神的义。
And then you write 5:8, He demonstrates His love.
然后你写下五章八节，他显明慈爱。
God demonstrates His love for us in this, while we were still sinners, Christ died for us.
神显明我们的爱，当我们还是在我们还是做罪人的时候。
Say it again.
在我们还是罪人的时候，神的爱就为我们显明，就是五章八节。
Do we see 5:25 to 26 when Jesus Christ died on a cross? That demonstrates God's righteousness, God's justice. And how Paul explained it in verse 26.
在我们这里的三章二十五到二十六节，我们看到，因着耶稣基督的挽回祭，神的义和神的审判显明了。我们来看一下，在二十六节，保罗是怎样解释这个。
He did this to demonstrate his justice, to demonstrate his righteousness at the present time, at the right time, as the Passover time, so as to be just. He himself is righteous, he himself is just. What does it mean? I tell you. Because did Paul say that in verse 25? Because in his forbearance, he has left the sins committed beforehand unpunished. From the Adam all the way to the time Jesus Christ died on the cross, a lot of people sins against God. I should say all people sins against God, and yet God has never punished them yet. He left it unpunished. But if he's a righteous God, someone sins against God and he did not punish him, that's not just. That's no justice. He forbade that, and then he waited until the right time. He deal with the sin. When his son died on the cross, he deal with the sin at that time. Just like you owe people money, you don't pay, and then they add interest. They add interest. At the right time, you pay back the principal plus all the interest. Is he just? Is he just? And he's righteous. He's not only just, because he is just, he can justify you as long as you believe in him. Can you see that?
在这个二十六节里面讲耶稣基督在这个适当的时间为罪人而死，因为他是义，他也叫显明神的义，这道理在讲什么？因为我们每个人都犯罪得罪了神，就好像我们欠钱一样。如果不还钱，难道是公义吗？是不是公义的？神容忍等待我们，让你等到这个正适当的时间，让耶稣基督死在这个十字架上，要显明他的公义。就是说，所有我们以前所犯的这些罪，都是要被审判。这个才是公义。如果没有审判，就没有公义。就好像你欠钱一定要还钱
一样。Isn't Jesus saying the wages of sin is what?
就好像
the wages of sin is death.
就好像耶稣基督说，罪的代工价是什么？罪的工价就是死。
And either you have to pay for it, or you let Jesus pay for it.
或者是你自己付这个工价，或者耶稣基督来付这个工价。
And that's why he has to die on the cross.
这就是为什么耶稣基督要死在十字架上。
First Corinthians. I'm sorry, Second Corinthians.
跟多古书
Chapter 5, verse 21.
五章十二节
Jesus Christ is the one who is sinless. The sinless one died for the sinful one. So that we can be justified.
五章二十一节，那无罪的，神使那无罪的替我们成为有罪，好像我们成为在他里面成为。
God is not only just.
神不单是公义。
In crucifixion, I know that God will judge us.
在这个钉耶稣基督钉十字架里面，我们看见他也要审判我们。
Because he is a just God.
他是公义的神。
Now while we are still alive.
我们现在还有活着。
We have to prepare ourselves.
我们要准备我们自己。
How to deal with the judgment?
我们要预备自己如何来面对神的公义。
In Him.
在耶稣。
We have the righteousness of God. That means God justified us. In Jesus Christ, if you believe in Jesus Christ, you have God righteousness. If you do not believe in Jesus Christ, then you have to pay for your own sin. For the wages of sin is death. And God is just. He is not only just, He is the only one qualified to justify anyone. He can say, you are not condemned. Just like Romans chapter 8 verse 1, if anyone is in Christ Jesus, there is no condemnation. If you are not in Jesus Christ, you do not believe in what He said, you will be condemned.
在耶稣基督里，我们就不再被定罪啊！如果我们相信耶稣基督，我们就在他里面，我们就不再定罪。神是公义的，神也是唯一一个能够审判的。但是要在耶稣基督里，我们的罪才会被赦免。就好像在罗马书八章一节里面讲的，如今那些在耶稣基督里的就不定罪了。
Our Heavenly Father，
我们天上的父
，We thank you。For what you have done,
谢谢你对我们所做的。
By sending your precious Son, one and only Son, Jesus Christ,
将你唯一的宝贵的独生子
to come down on earth,
拆他下来
and to seek and to save what was lost,
来寻找拯救世上的人。
We confess before you that we sin against you.
我们在你面前，在你面前认罪，我们得罪你。
For there's no righteous one, not even one.
我没有义的，一个也没有。
Except our Lord Jesus Christ.
除了耶稣以外。
His name is called the righteous one.
耶稣基督是这个公义的神。
请我拉义者。
耶稣基督是那义者。
Thank you for sending His Son to die on the cross for our sins.
谢谢你们啊，让你的儿子死在十字架上为我们的罪而死。
Now that we are set free from the bondage of sins.
让我们从罪里被释放出来。
Just like those people, like those Jewish people set free from the bondage of Pharaoh.
就好像犹太人从这个法老的捆绑当中释放出来。
And help us to serve you while we live on earth.
当我们在这个世上存留的时候，帮助我们来服侍奉你。
We also notice that those Jewish people, once they rescue, deliver from the hand of Pharaoh, and when they are in wilderness, they live for themselves. They don't live for God.
当这些犹太人从法老那里释放出来的时候，他们为自己而活，没有侍奉。
And all those people live for themselves.
这些人为自己而活的人。
Over 600,000 people.
六十万的犹太人。
In First Corinthians chapter 10, chapter 10 said, Paul said, the Lord is not pleased with them.
在这按照哥林多前书第十章，这是神所不喜悦的。
They die in the wilderness.
他们死在旷野。
They don't have the opportunity to go into the promised land.
他们没有机会进到应许之地。
Our Lord Jesus, we don't want to follow this kind of footstep.
我们不想跟随他们的脚步。
That's the wrong way.
那是错的。
Now that they were saved,
我们现在得救了。
Christ's love did not compel them. They are not moved by Christ's love to live for Christ, and yet they live for themselves.
神救了他们，神爱他们，但是他们不是为神而活，是为自己而活。
Those who live for themselves,
为自己而活的
，none of them get blessed.
没有一个人得到神的祝福。
This is what happened in the Old Testament.
这是在旧约圣经里面发生的。
Same thing happened in the New Testament.
在新约里面也是一样。
If anyone is the enemy of the cross.
如果谁是耶稣谁是十字架的仇敌
？And Paul said，
保罗说
，When he was filled with the Holy Spirit，
当保罗被圣灵充满的时候
，That means this is the Lord's command。
他说这是神的命令。
Anyone who is the enemy of the cross，
凡是十字架的仇敌。
And Paul said that, I tell you with tears,
我流泪地告诉你们,
those people cannot inherit the kingdom of God.
保罗流泪地告诉我们，在保罗被圣灵充满时，他流泪地告诉我们，耶十字架的仇敌，谁做十字架的仇敌是不能够进入神的国。
Those who are enemy of the cross,
十字架的仇敌,
their mind set on the flesh. Their mind are not controlled by the Holy Spirit.
他们的心思意念被肉体所控制，而不是被圣灵所控制。
The mind are controlled by the flesh.
凡是被肉体所控制。
These are the ones, they cannot inherit the kingdom of God.
是不能够进入神的国的。
Lord, we want to walk a new way.
主啊，我们愿意走一条新的道路。
By faith, not by sight.
我们凭着信心，不是凭着眼见。
Help us.
帮助我们。
To follow your very footstep.
来跟随你的脚踪。
Your command from Father, the God, is to lay down your life for us. And your command to us is to lay down our life for our brothers.
你从父神那里所受的命令是为我们舍己，是在十字架上，我们从你那里所受的命令是为弟兄舍命。
To love one another, as you have loved us.
彼此相爱，就好像你爱我们一样。
Lord, help us to understand what you have to say to us.
主，求你帮助我们，你要对我们所讲的话。
If we disown you, you will disown us.
如果我们不认你，你也不认我。
Although we are faithless, you remain to be faithful.
我们纵然失信，然而你是信实。
For you cannot disown yourself.
因为你不能背负自己。
We want to trust in you.
我们愿意。
We want to walk by faith.
我们愿意凭着信心来行走。
We want to live in step with the Holy Spirit.
我们愿意跟随圣灵。
I pray that you're going to fill our heart with the Holy Spirit.
求你用圣灵充满我。
And fill our heart with your word.
用你的话语充满我。
In those days, if the high priest and the Pharisee, if they understood your word, they won't crucify
you.
In those days, they think they understood your word, and yet you say to them, you do not know God the Father, nor do you know me.
那个时候他们以为他们明白你的话，但你对他们说，你们不认识父，也不认识我。
Lord, we confess the same thing.
主，我们在你面前认罪，我们也是一样。
A lot of the time, we think we claim to know you, and yet according to the scripture, we do not know you.
很多时候我们宣称我们认识你，但是按照圣经，我们不认识。
For we don't know that we have to live for you.
因为我们不知道我们要为你而活。
We thought this Bible verse is only for Paul, not for us.
我们觉得这个圣经是为保罗而写的，不是为我们而写的。
In the end, we see that Peter lived for you.
我们看到彼得年老的时候为你而活。
And at the end, he stretched out his hand and died for you.
他伸出他的手，到他所愿意去的地方为你而死。
We know that.
我们知道。
Just like what he has said.
就好像你在约翰福音里面讲的。
He suffered for you.
如果我们为 和你一同受苦。
We will share the glory.
我们必和你同得荣耀。
By faith we know that.
我们因信明白这个。
He is one of the 24 elders. He will be able to sit on throne around your throne in heaven.
因着信，这个彼得作为十二使徒之一，他明白将来他要坐在这个宝座上。
Lord, help us
主啊，请主求你帮助我们
to understand what is written in the scripture.
让我明白你的圣经。
And I pray that
我们被这个道,
you help us to keep what we hear today within our heart.
求你把我们今天，求你帮助我们把今天所听见的存在我们心里。
so that we won't sin against you.
啊，我们以至于我们不要犯罪得罪你。
Hear our prayer, O Lord.
垂听我们的祷告。
And answer us in a speedy manner.
求你速速的垂听。
Now that we are safe.
我们现在已经得救。
We want to walk with you.
我们愿意与你同行。
We want to act righteously.
我们愿意行在你的公义。
We want to love mercy.
我们愿意有求你有恩典怜悯。
And we want to walk humbly with you.
我们谦卑与你同行。
And I pray all this.
我们这样祷告。
In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
奉耶稣基督的名字。
Amen. So we have the Holy Communion today.
今天我们也是很圣餐。
To remember what Jesus Christ has done.